Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Weird song. Honestly, everybody's got their garbage. I've got mine, you've got yours. Hopefully we don't rub each other's noses in it. I often don't make big changes to anything I do. I don't usually do renovations. Mostly because of the tax liability. If I raise up the value of my property taxes go up. The only way that making improvements is beneficial is if you turn around and sell it. On a couple of levels, the house that we have is just, it would need not renovations, it would need a large expansion. People today will not buy a house that only has one bathroom, which is what we've got. We only have one bathroom. And, anyway. So, yeah. Right now, I'm just, big plans is to complete a fence. That's likely already on the books. We did tear out the old tub and put in a walk-in shower. I added added a gas line, an extension off the gas line to put in a gas fireplace, which Lisa loves during the winter time. Anyway. I don't know why I decided to talk about that for a minute. It's because I've got a new evaporative cooler that I need to put up on top of the house, and I also bought a new duct. Basically replacing the one that was already there, that is just rusted beyond all comprehension. I don't understand why it's so rusty myself, but it is. So anyway, I've got to start looking at that and tearing out the old stuff in favor of the new stuff. I've got to figure out if I'm going to need a jack. I didn't immediately buy, it's the actual part that's supposed to go over your duct system to join up your cooler with your duct system. I'm going to see if I can get away with just having a duct. We're going to see how it goes. Because I might very well drop the height of the whole thing. It doesn't need to be that, doesn't need to be that big, I think. And so, we'll see what I can basically get away with on this. I've got some metal flashing that I bought years, eons ago that I think I will try to press into service it's probably about 8 inches wide. So, yeah, we'll do a little bit of flashing. Maybe on both, the junction to the cooler itself. And then on the actual roof as well to handle need, honestly, gets down to it. Yeah. I get a little creative. I often get creative. So, that's a project coming up that I need to get accomplished. I don't know. We've been looking at the next vehicle. We're gonna sell this to sell Bob, the car I'm in right now, probably to Sam. Lisa and Matt are needing to take a trip up to Minnesota to do a few things. Visit Shana and Caleb and Sam. We have half of our kids are kind of in a clustered area, so it's a good idea to go visit them. Lisa went off to go see Josh and Alejandra and their family. Matt stays with us. Going to see Shana and the twins. It's a good thing. I'm trying to think, are we missing anybody? Brenna Jelaine comes and sees us often enough. And we visit her. Lisa and Matt are going off here. Golly. A couple of weeks. They're going to go off to St. George while Joe and Paige are off recreating. Going to go on a cruise. Wow. And it's really interesting. My dad, as far as I recall, has been on at least a few cruises, and it seemed like he really liked it at the time. But now when you talk to him, he's kind of like, oh, I don't like cruises. And it's like, well, you know, if he doesn't like them, at least he's got the experience to say whether it was okay or not. So that'll make sure that, oh, and Lisa, when she was coming back from seeing Josh and Alejandra and the grandkids, she went and saw her family in New Orleans. That's where she's from. She saw the two sisters that were there and some more of the family members, nieces, a cousin. She saw a cousin who was running for city council. Kind of cool. She goes, there's a bumper sticker with my name on it. That's cool. She brought home a little magnetic sign. I guess, I don't know. Anyway, she brought home a sign, big sign to Tom Play on it. And, that was pretty cool. So yeah, once all this stuff is done, there's going to be a lot of visits to all the kids, they would have at least been visited by one or two people. Lisa's taking care of all the visits now because I just don't have, I don't have leave saved up. Because I just recently, took this job. It's only been about, not quite 6 months yet. Five, maybe a little bit more. Anyway. And I don't I just have a little bit of lead. These guys are really stingy on lead compared to the other places I've been in. You know, I think one of the things that made the university probably made up for the fact that the university wasn't very competitive with salary is that they gave you a crapper load of leave. It seems like you got nearly a day of leave for every 2 weeks that you work. So, you know, and most people have hundreds of hours of leave. There's this one fella that I worked with quite a bit. And he had worked at Eastern for 25 years. And he rarely, if ever, took days off. He just didn't do it. And he's just a little bit older than I am. He's probably 59 now. And he's always, you can only bank up a certain amount of leave before it just goes away. And he's got the absolute maximum. And it's like, you know, why don't you take a couple of, you know, why don't you take the leave that's due you? He goes, no, I don't, it's not something that he and I discuss. We discuss other things. Anyway, I don't have that problem right now. I think Accenture you can only earn so many days of leave, and then you have to take them. So everybody ends up taking leave before they lose it. I only got a couple of days of leave before Christmas and Thanksgiving. I think the day after Thanksgiving was a moved holiday. I think Columbus Day got shifted. A lot of places do that. Take Columbus Day and put it on the day after Thanksgiving. And Christmas was in the middle of the week. It was like on a Wednesday. So I took the day before and the day after. I tried to take Friday too, but I didn't have it. But they said, well, just, you know, I've got a boss that's pretty flexible on that. I was able to make up for it later on. I worked some extra hours the week following. Anyway, so, I don't know. Lisa's kind of poking around wanting to take another big trip. She's been saying, well, either I want to go back to Scotland again or I want to go to London. And she was thinking of just staying at a particular location, and then just taking day trips out from that place. So, kind of where that stands. She just came up with that. You know, Sundays are when these things kind of come to a head, when we're sitting there and we're not doing the normal work and planning and things like that that we normally do. There's train adventures. There was a Downton Abbey day trip, although she said that's 7 hours. That's really long. But I think a good chunk of it is in transport. I don't think it's really to spend a ton of time around these things. Mostly going to the Downton Village, the village that was used for its Cottington. I forget. Anyway, so yeah, that's something Lisa and I are pondering. I'm not very excitable. I obviously am okay. Well, I'm okay with change. It doesn't bother me as much as it does other people. And I don't want to call them scared of change, but some people really are. Just don't really get into change. I don't mind it at all. It ends up being whatever spice of life I can get into. He said I had looked at going on a church history tour. And, you know, at the end of the day, I think that's probably what we'll do. You know, go up to New York, Sacred Grove, Joseph Smith sites. I don't know if I really care much about going to Vermont and seeing where he was born. I don't know if that matters to me at all. You know, do Palmyra, Harmony, Kirtland. I don't know if I want to try to go all the way to Nauvoo. Nauvoo is kind of its own animal. It's tempting just to go up, catch a few things. The whole problem is it's just the amount of time that's needed. And I need to have, you know, it's almost like, man, I think I need 3 weeks. I don't think my employment right now tolerates anything past 2 weeks off. So, yeah, I don't know. There's flying into certain places, things like that. Either we have to take Matt with us or we have to find somebody who wants to come and take care of him. To be honest, if you stock him up with food, which is not hard, he does pretty good. And you just need somebody just to kind of pop in once a day, make sure he's okay, you know. At some point, restock him with milk. And there you go. Ta-da! So, anyway. That's, you know, that's gotten pretty good at taking good stock of things. Although he doesn't get very many vegetables on his own. He's not into that. It's the food that Lisa makes for him. Makes for us, honestly, all of us. And so he gets vegetables typically that way. Oh, love food storage. You know, corn, tomatoes. We're not really tea people. I don't know if you really like spinach or not. I don't remember. So yeah, if you can have at least somebody check in on that once a day, just to say hi, see if he's doing okay, and if there's anything he needs. You know, I don't even think that's necessary. It may only be important, you know, and he needs to get picked up for church, stuff like that. What else? So yeah, Lisa and I could take a little 2-week adventure somewhere interesting. Like I said, maybe a chunk of a church history tour. New York, Pennsylvania, Kirtland. You know, maybe in a couple of years we could go and make a trip to Nauvoo. I was kind of thinking Nauvoo is the Latter-day Saint Disneyland for all the stuff the church does there. Anyway, so, that's something that's going to be a possibility later on. Okay. Dun, dun.